T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, Josh. So, kind of the opposite of, this was pretty strong for you, the offense in the first half. How did it feel from your perspective?
You know, it felt good. Our offense established the line very early, you know, being able to get the running game going. You know, Frank and Motor had some good runs there. We got our open in the passing game, made some plays. You know, there's a few plays that I left out there, and those are the ones that I got to make. So go back, lots to learn from in this one. But overall, you know, proud of the guys, how they competed today, how they executed, and how we kind of finished the game there.
Brown and Beasley, particularly there, Josh, in the first half, they are picking you up on third down. Mm-hmm. I think you went to them on all four of your third down conversions there in the first half. Just the kind of separation you were seeing them getting from your perspective.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to practice, just how we practice. They work extremely hard. All of our receivers, our tight ends, our running backs, our O-line, you know, everybody works extremely hard. When you can do that and you see the results, it makes you want to work that much harder. So that's just something that we've been able to do in practice and be able to translate it to the game.
Yeah, you got a little assist there from the Giants at the end, but in 2 weeks, you're perfect in the red zone. What has been the key to your red zone touchdown efficiency?
We're just doing a good job of executing. Everybody knows their assignments. You know, they've been extremely well coached, you know, especially our O-line, Coach Bobby there. Just making sure that our keys are where they need to be and our running backs are doing a good job of, you know, finding an area to get in the end zone.
Josh, you've had, I think it's like 6 or so TD drives now, 70 or more yards. But what, from your standpoint, is the essence of making lengthy drives like that work, and how's your mind processing that now in these two?
Well, not only is it, you know, kind of a momentum booster for the offense, I think the defense sees it, and they're energetic about it, too. You know, we had a lot of guys come up to us, and, like, those third downs are huge, you know, making sure that we're staying on the field, giving those guys as much break as possible. You know, at the end of the day, trying to control the time of possession, making sure that we take care of the football, and those are all recipes to success there.
You mentioned taking care of the football. Turnovers, obviously, a vastly different story in terms of the numbers this week.
Yeah.
Talk about maybe from last week to this week, Josh, what you guys worked on in practice and how it translated to
the Well, there's a big emphasis on it. You know, I tried to go out there and make the right reads, make the right throws. Our guys are, you know, putting two hands on the football when they're in tight and there's people around them. So that's just an emphasis that we've had. To go out there today and, you know, still a few times the ball was put in harm's way, something that I got to continue to work on. So that'll be a learning process throughout this, you know, year, and we'll look at the tape for this game tomorrow and just kind of learn from it.
From week one to week two, in your mind, did you feel a sense of growth? I mean, I know it's only, you know, whatever, 8 quarters of football, but I mean, from 1 week to the next?
Absolutely. I think just, you know, being with the same guys, you know, we were kind of lucky going to the same spot, same hotel, having like the same routine here. So it felt normal to us. But I think week two, just being with the guys and seeing how we play and how everybody kind of comes together on the sideline, it's a different feel once you actually start playing. So we got a lot of guys on this team that are professional football players, and they truly care about their jobs. They truly care about each other. And it's really fun when you got a bunch of guys that really care about each other, because it just makes it that much more fun.
You saw Coach Shermer come up to you when you were warming up. What did he say to you? What was that conversation?
We were just catching up. You know, I met with them a lot last year, you know, pre-draft, and, you know, just kind of talked a little bit and had some fun there, and I got a lot of respect for him and you know, how he's kind of handled everything here.
Any reference to the whole?
We're just talking. Yeah.
Did you take that in any way, in a negative way?
No, not at all. You know, everybody has their own opinion, and I know he didn't mean anything like that. So all I want to do is focus on what the Bills are doing.
What do you think he meant by? I mean, you guys put it up. I honestly don't
even know what he said.
A chance to be a starting quarterback.
Again, that doesn't bother me. I don't even really care about what was said. And I know he's a good guy, and he respects me as a football player. And I respect him as a coach. So,
Josh, I know you referenced the blocking at the line of scrimmage there early, but what about downfield, whether it's Dawson getting out in front of you on that touchdown run?
Dawson had a couple really key blocks tonight, especially the one to Isaiah. Stayed on his guy, Isaiah, made a nice little move there, and was able to find his way in. But that's just, you know, selfless football. Guys that aren't getting the ball thrown to them, but they're making the downfield blocks that allows us to score touchdowns. And I think that kind of goes back to why we've had so much success in the red zone.
Josh, how difficult is it to keep your eyes downfield when you're scrambling and make some of these throws, these third down throws, kind of across your body deep to keep these drives alive?
You know, I don't think it's too difficult. I think it just kind of turns into backyard football, something that I've been doing for a long time. I feel comfortable outside of the pocket. You know, if somebody's, you know, skirts free and, you know, our receivers did a really good job on, you know, scramble drill tonight, getting back to the football and making some good plays for us.
There was a chance you could have ended up in New York. Obviously, the Jets were heavily involved.
I am in New York.
I'm here.
Okay, right. Yeah.
What kind of point do you think you proved about what kind of player you are to the New York City fans, you know, and the New York teams?
One New York team. I'm just kidding. But I care about what the Bills are doing, how you know, our teammates respond to how I play, and you know, to have a C on my chest and to go out there and just put everything on the line for those guys is what I'm, you know, striving to do.
Josh, I know it's great to win at home, but what's it like to get this win, sprint off the field, Bills fans cheering as you go off?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. A little different feeling than last week, but to see all those people, you know, in the stands, you know, I really appreciate Bills Mafia for coming out tonight and supporting. You know, hopefully we get it rocking next week in our stadium, and I think we're going to be in full force there.
So one thing on the difference feeling, because last week was sort of like that second half redemption, you know, rebounding, redemption, whatever. And this one was, again, I know it's never over till the very end, but you did have more control. So what is there a different, from your standpoint, was there like that feeling, a different feeling just kind of?
Yeah, I think last week I just kind of felt settled down, especially in the second half. Is when things kind of started slowing down. I just try to have the same thought process when I went out there today and trust the five guys in front of me, trust my guys to go get open and you know, trust my eyes, my feet, allow them to make some plays for us, and that's what they did tonight.
Josh, bigger picture, you know, as a young leader on a football team that has something to prove, a 2-0 road start, what does that mean?
I mean, we don't really look at it 2-0. We look at it going 1-0 each week, so... you know, what's happened has happened. We're kind of over that now, and we're putting our focus towards Cincinnati next week and looking forward to going 1-0 and putting our best foot forward there.
But does it reinforce anything internally?
It reinforces, you know, how we're kind of controlling things, how we're operating, you know, how Coach McDermott is teaching us and coaching us, and, you know, we're responding well to it, so we're just going to continue to kind of doing what we're doing.
Josh,
two more.
We saw Cody Ford kind of respond to maybe what he thought was a late hit or step over. You seen that kind of mean streak or edge to him since he got here?
Yeah, he's the man. I appreciate what he did for me there, and you know, to have guys that stick up for you. You know, Coach can say that, you know, it was a bad penalty and kind of put us back, and you know, as a quarterback, I love when linemen kind of stick up for you. So I'll take care of him.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.